Hello, and thank you for listening to the Asher Brothers podcast. Before the episode actually starts, I wanted to let you know about what's going on. Because of our busy schedules and all the nonsense, new episodes of this show will probably be airing monthly on the first of every month. But never fear, if you're interested in listening to us still, we have a new show that's hopefully going to be coming out every Tuesday called NYPD Blue Balls, where we go through every single episode of the best show ever, NYPD Blue. If you're interested in that, go to that podcast and subscribe, or just go to AsherBrothersPodcast.com, where everything regarding this show and that show will be posted. Also, if you're interested, I'm hosting another show, or I'm a part of another show, called Apathetic Gentleman, and that's on its own website, ApatheticGentleman.com, and also on iTunes as well. So go to Apathetic Gentleman, this show, NYPD Blue Balls, and also the Twitter's back up. There's only 6 followers, but you can check it out if you'd like. Anyway, here's the show. I hope you like it. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Asher Brothers Podcast. I'm Kirk Asher.
I'm Kyle.
From L.A. and New York, in that order. Kyle, it's not going to be a full episode, because I can tell you're tired, and I'm kind of tired as well. Been doing a lot of random recording shit. You get to pick. What am I watching? The Saint with Fat Kilmer.
Okay.
Hackers.
Hackers, okay.
Or Mark Wahlberg in Rockstar.
Mark Wahlberg in Rockstar.
For sure?
Yeah.
All right, I'm playing it right now. Anyway, this is the Asher Brothers Podcast. Okay, song's playing a little bit in the background, but it won't be on long because I'm turning it off now. Hey Kyle, what's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
Well, I mainly wanted to do an episode to say happy birthday to you, and to make sure.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
And to make sure that you were acknowledged on the show, because I put up my 25th birthday on XV for 25.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to make sure we had a new episode for the first, so this one's gonna be XXX unless you disapprove.
Well, I don't care. I'm old.
Alright. So
you know, I'm as of yesterday, I'm halfway to dying. If you think about it,
it's really fucked up that I'm watching. Literally, have Rockstar on as you're saying these terribly depressing things.
I'm just saying.
Oh, Timothy Oliphant is in this movie.
Yeah, Oliphantess. I forgot what he is in it, though.
Either, like, bassist or guitar.
Or just all-out fucker.
So, just to give you an idea of what I set up to get this thing to work, and hopefully okay. The quality shines through.
Uh-huh.
The computer is behind the microphone, the one you called testicles, I think. Or blue.
Okay.
And then the iPad with your FaceTime is up right in front of that.
Uh-huh.
I'm laying on a I'm sitting in a recliner with a external keyboard so I could play the theme music and random sound effects. And I have the wireless mouse just in case I need to make any adjustments from the scene.
You're like a fucking modern-day Stephen Hawking, bro.
I am.
He's got wires on wires everywhere.
And the only thing I need is a robot voice, and I got it. And, the debilitating disease. Anyway, what did you do for your birthday?
I went to a St. John's basketball game in the morning.
Cool beans.
And then me and Maria went to lunch, and then I went to a New Jersey Net basketball game.
Cool.
At night. Yeah.
Not too bad. Dad told me you said something very funny to a fan of that St. John's game.
Yeah, we were walking. Well, we lost by one, and we're not really good this year. And so we were walking out, and there was this, fat, drunk white guy, and we were playing Seton Hall, and they're located in New Jersey. And so we're walking out, and this fat white guy yells to a group of, like, because, like, we were walking across, so we were at Madison Square Garden, and we were walking towards this, like, barbecue place that was nearby. And as we walk across the street, there's, like, a bunch of people going to this place. So there's, like, Seton Hall fans and St. John's fans, and this guy was walking away from the place. And we were all, like, in a group, but there was a lot of St. John's fans around me. And he was being loud and obnoxious, and I didn't say anything because I didn't care. But then he yelled to our, and then some people around us were yelling at him. So he yelled back, St. John's, the doormat of the Big East, because that's the conference we're in.
And doormat meaning everyone beats them.
Yeah, so I turned to him and I said, your wife, the doormat of New Jersey.
It's still funny.
And then he just...
It's still funny.
And so he just kind of stopped because he's like a big, fat, sloppy white guy. And he like stopped and looked at me. And I just opened the door to the barbecue place and like walked in. And then when I got inside, some other people from outside came in and like gave me high fives. And while we were eating lunch, we were sitting next to a group of like older Seton Hall alum. Like they were older people. And as me and Maria were getting ready to leave, one of the guys was like, what you said to that guy was really funny. And I was like, oh, I hope you didn't. I hope you Seton Hall fans don't take any offense to what I said. It was just his slutty wife that I was talking about.
What a dick thing.
Because I was a little drunk still. And they just started laughing more. And they're like, oh, no, that guy was an asshole. And I was like, all right, well, have a good day. And then I just walked out.
What was I gonna say? That yeah, dad
don't
said
be a slob and have a fat slob of a wife if you don't want to get made fun of.
What dad was telling me, like we were at Marie Callender's, and I was texting you, I think about meeting up today, or I don't know if I was texting you or somebody else.
You didn't text me about meeting up today.
Oh, yesterday I just texted you happy birthday. And dad, and then you texted me and you're just like, I'm drunk, so I'm not going to be able to say words correctly. So so me and dad went to dinner at Marie's, and dad goes, did your brother tell you what he did to a guy at one of those games? And I was like, no, he didn't. And then he handed me his phone and I read it and I was like, oh shit, that's awesome. That's so funny. It's such a perfect like joke that would be in an R-rated comedy like Trainwreck if a couple of dudes went to a basketball game.
It's just dumb. I mean, no offense, like, both of those teams aren't that good, so why are you talking, like, why? It's not like you're watching Duke and North Carolina play. You're watching, like, I like the school I go to. I support the basketball team that we have, but up on Wednesday, last Wednesday, they had a basketball game and they won. Before that, they lost 16 in a row. So our team's not good this year. They're all freshmen and sophomores, so they're young. So they're not good. So, and the game was good. We lost by one. We were getting beat the whole time. They came back. It was a good game. And like you go, like you're fucking Seton Hall. What has Seton Hall ever done? Like go back to Jersey.
It also helps that he's from Jersey.
Yeah, well, then during the game, so we...
Because we're all allowed to dump on Jersey for no reason, apparently, in this country.
The two rows in front of us, both rows were full of Seton Hall fans. And they were all fucking from Jersey. You could tell by their accents and how they were talking, and they had the Jersey face and shit. And they had, like, the Jersey noses, and, like, one guy thought he was the Situation. Like, shit like that, you know? So, they were being, like, loud and obnoxious, and the people, and so me and Maria were sitting in a row with three other guys, and they were St. John's fans, so, like, we were talking to them, and they were nice. There were three, like, bros, though, so it was, like, whatever, and so when we started making a comeback, we were getting louder and, like, playing, but we never talked shit about St. John's, so then as the game was getting closer, they started talking shit to us, and I was like... I looked at Maria, and I was like, oh, it's a Jersey thing.
So everything can relate to South Park, Al.
So every time this guy, like, turned around, like, this one dude, like, one of their friends was totally douchey, and he was probably the nerdiest of them all.
Uh-huh.
Which made it even better, because he kept, like, anytime they did anything, he would, like, turn and look at us and, like, high-five his friend and, like, stare at us. And every time he stared at us, I would just be like, it's a Jersey thing. I just kept yelling at him, and he didn't get it, because I don't think he's seen South Park, or he's from Jersey and just dumb, one or the other.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's the latter more than he hasn't seen South Park. I think he was just a dumb idiot. But yeah, it was fun. And then the Nets game was whatever. Both of those teams sucked. It was just cool to watch the game.
You're such a shit disturber, to quote Bodie from Point Break. You're such a shit disturber for no reason. Like, I understand that, you know, I guess you're just in the moment and you're gonna yell at some Jersey people, but shit, like, that scares me. Because I don't know those people. One of those people could straight up try and fight you and shit.
No, not inside the stadium. No way. There's too many security guards all over the place, and there's too many, like, there's just too many people. There's no way nothing would have happened. And a lot of them were being cool about it. Like, uh-huh. They were talking shit, but they were being cool. Uh-huh. And at the end of the game, a couple of them even said, like, turned to us and were like, oh, that was a pretty good game. Like, because this first half, we were getting the shit kicked out of us. We were losing by, like, 14, 15. And then the second half, we tied it up, like, right away. So it was a good game back and forth. It was a good battle. And then at the end, like, a couple guys who have brains were like, oh, that was a good game. Like, cool sitting next to you. And I was like, it wasn't that cool sitting next to you, but it was a good game, you know? And then, but one guy was just being a dick because he's just that guy who's not good at sports, but, like, went to Seton Hall. So he's all about Seton Hall. And he has no fucking idea what he's talking about when it comes to sports. And it's so you just got to, like, deal with him and then kind of call him, like, a dumb fuck and then just move on with your day. So, you know, shit like that.
Not to put it back to me, it is your birthday. That is funny. And it's interesting because it's funny about, like, just like how there's types of nerds that you hear them talk and you're like, fuck you, you don't know what you're talking about. It's just like sports. Where people
he talked like Kyle's cousin.
Kyle's cousin, Kyle?
Yeah.
Kyle's cousin.
Kyle won like the whole time, and he had like a flop 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 flop, like his mouth was like full of cum, you know?
Wow,
like,
that's rude. Like, that's very disgusting.
He had like a mouth just full of jizz, and he's like blah 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 blah.
Kyle hates this guy.
Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, dude. Like, calm down. You don't know what you're talking about. Like, no offense, St. John's isn't good, but our history of basketball is 10 times better than Seton Hall, so shut the fuck up. Like our head coach, Chris Mullen, we have fucking Ron Artest went there, Mark Jackson
Wait,
went
hold
there.
On, hold on. You mean Meta World Peace, Kyle?
Yeah, Meta World Peace went there. They're not very,
How much are St. John shirts?
Huh?
How much are, like, St. John shirts? I want to screen print Meta World Peace's name and number.
Honestly, well, you could probably make one online for like 20, 30 bucks.
That just says St. John's.
Yeah, it says St. John's on the front. I saw a bunch of guys with T-shirts that said Mullins on the back, and I don't think you can't make a college T-shirt with someone's name on the back unless you make it yourself, because they can't uh-huh. sell the like you. Because if they sell a shirt that says, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have to make it yourself to for it to be legit. So.
That would be a really cool thing, to have a St. John's shirt in St. John's colors, and then on the back it just says World Peace, and then whatever his number is.
They don't really advertise a lot that he went there.
Of course not. He probably doesn't represent the views and thoughts of St. John's University.
No.
Since we're talking about dudes that really fucking annoyed us on this episode... I'm doing this other show. I'm not like, it's so weird to plug it because now I'm like in this Marvel universe where I have other shows to talk about. But on the show Apathetic Gentlemen, we got a review, and we got a review from someone who literally said, like, their first episode's a complete ripoff of this one podcast on, like, called Vindanity or something. Nice try, guys, and gave us a 1-star review.
Uh huh.
So the dudes came to, like, the dudes wrote on the thread, like, can you believe this guy? And I was like, someone gave us a negative review, and I looked at it, and then I just went off on him on our thread. Like, you know that first moment when you read something, you're like, oh, you're a piece of human shit. If I had the ability to explain it to you, I would. There's no reason to do what you did. So, I'm like, I wrote that. Ben actually wrote underneath his review, which I told, we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't even acknowledge it. But he wrote, he basically gave the what is it called, the disclaimer at, like, the end of the movie that says all ideas expressed, no matter how much they relate to others, are original or whatever, or not based on anything. You know what I'm saying?
So the guy said, completely ripped off first episode from Kyle's Sports Pod Vindanity that did a Little Giants review back in July. Nice try, guys. I'm going to write.
Don't write anything, Kyle. Don't write anything. He's going to be able to pick it back to us.
This is a YouTube thing all over again.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes. When you...
I just want to write to Wild Fan, like, oh, Wild Fan 1738. I just want to write, like, oh, yeah, because Little Giants is off... Little Giants is one of those movies that no one can talk about, right? Well, it's like Citizen Kane. No one can critique it but Vindanity. And what the fuck is Vindanity?
And also, like, even if Vindanity is established and they have, like, thousands of fans and they're really cool and everybody loves them, what fucking purpose is it to tell us, like, oh, totally ripped it off? Let's say we did. You've just proven your point. Great. Now everybody will know I ripped it off. However, we didn't review Little Giants. It wasn't a Little Giants review.
People just listen to hear what they want to hear because they're fucking retarded.
Like, we were just talking about it, for God's sakes. But that happened. I forgot what the point of this story was. Oh.
Sorry.
But basically, Ben went underneath it and said, like, hey, I'm only doing this to offset the one star. Because what this guy did was fucked up for no reason. And I was like, man, we shouldn't have even acknowledged it. And then now when we record, all I want to do is, like, talk directly to that dude, but I can't. What was I gonna say? Yeah, that guy just annoyed the shit out of me. I couldn't believe it. Because, like, what's to gain by doing that? What's to gain by saying that to us?
Nothing. I just did some research, I went to Vindanity, and they only have one review, from that guy, and it says, new sports talk sheriff in town, these dudes give solid analysis in a way that feels like you're just in a room with some buds. Little Giants Pod was hilarious.
So, yeah, that's the thing. He loves Little Giants. He's upset that nerds talked about it. Nerds can't talk about Little Giants, Kyle. Only sports heads can, even though Rick fucking Moranis is in Little Giants. He's like a king of nerds. Like, what the fuck is that guy talking about? Oh, yeah, man. Nothing's better than getting some brews, getting some pussy, and then watching Little Giants. Right, bros? And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Little Giants is a fucking kids movie. Anybody can talk about it whenever they want. Oh, god damn it. I hope he hears this. You know what this episode's going to be called? No, it's going to be called XXX, but I want to call it XXX colon the... Oh, what should it be? Because it's... what's his name? Wild Fan something something?
Yeah. Like,
XXX, the truth about Wild Man, blah blah blah, where we just rip him apart, but it'd be a waste of time. Who cares what he said? It's just so fucking stupid. Anyway, I saw The Witch today.
How was that?
It's very, very good. It's very good, and I recommend it wholeheartedly.
I still have to go see Deadpool. I haven't seen it yet.
You know what's so sad? Like, because now I go to Movies Mondays, and I was looking up, okay, what movie do I want to see this Monday? And I'm looking, and I'm looking, and I'm looking, and there's a really nice theater, like, 4 minutes away that I go to, and it's a cheap price early in the morning. And what was there was, like, okay, Zoolander 2.
Which I heard was really bad.
This movie, Race. Which Dad wants to see, which, I mean... If I'm going to see an inspirational sports movie, it's going to be Eddie the Eagle. So, like, so I was like, oh, maybe I'll pass that. And it was like The Witch. And I was like, well, let's look up the reviews for The Witch. And it's getting like 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Everybody says it's like a new groundbreaking horror. So I was like, I'll go see it. And it was pretty damn badass. It's pretty good. And it's not too scare tactic-y. You know how you go see a movie now, it's all about the jump scares?
Yeah.
It's all about the, you get the kid in the room, something comes out of the wall. This one is way more like, you build a setting, and then in the setting, shit starts going wrong, and the characters start losing their minds. So it's like, oh, damn. And then what's happening, is it supernatural, or are they thinking it? And you're like, oh, shit, this movie's all over the map. And then it ends kind of like, kind of insane. So, it's a good movie. And Stephen King said it made him scared. And, you know, that guy knows fear still. Did you see Maximum Overdrive? Scary shit.
No, I haven't. They're remaking it, though.
Yes, they are. I do want to see his Hulu show, though, that he's doing with JJ.
I don't know about that.
It looks cool because I wasn't about it until they said the phrase, "the like the past pushes back." And then they show shit happening to Franco. I was like, oh, then this movie, this show's going to be pretty sweet. Because then it's just nature itself trying to get rid of him, which is a lot cooler than, like, a...
It's a miniseries, right? It's not a TV show.
Exactly. It's a miniseries. They're not going to, like, try and get another season out of it.
No.
So it's going to be cool.
And Chris Cooper's in it? Is that his name?
Yeah, Chris Cooper and James Franco and... Attractive blonde number 7.
Who?
I said attractive blonde number 7, some no-name actress that's just attractive.
About to blow J.J. Abrams to get on the show.
Oh, rude. That's like Dirty Grandpa. Dirty Grandpa had... it had Robert De Niro, it had Zac Efron, it had Julianne Hough to be like his fiance, who's the bitch he's gonna leave. And then they're like, oh shit, we ran out of money. Just get, like, some random brunette actress.
Well, Aubrey Plaza's in it, which shocked me because she has, like, taste.
Well, it's...
She was in Parks and Rec and she was in other indie movies. It's weird that she decided to do this garbage.
And then she's doing that movie with Zac Efron and Adam Devine. That looks funny.
Meh.
To me, it looks like Trainwreck meets, like, Wedding Crashers. But less.
Zac Efron's not funny, so I won't watch comedies.
But Adam Devine is funny.
It doesn't matter. Zac Efron's not funny.
What about Neighbors? I haven't seen Neighbors, but I've heard that was funny.
Neighbors was all right.
All right.
Neighbors was nothing to write home about. It's not like they redefined the comedy genre with it. It was just another Seth Rogen movie.
Like. Do you think Seth Rogen is sandaling? Wow. I'm going to try and coin a word here. Do you think he's sandlering?
No, I don't think he's I don't think so. Not yet.
Not yet.
He's getting there, I think. I thought The Interview was funnier than people gave it credit for. Uh-huh. I just think all of the conflict and all of the shit that came along with it hyped it up more than it was. I think if it would have just came out normal, it would have been, like, a solid comedy.
Uh-huh.
But, like, The Neighbors was, like, whatever. It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great. The Night Before wasn't... I didn't like The Night Before.
I really liked The Night Before, though. I mean, we differ in that regard.
Because I thought it was really boring.
I thought The Night Before was, like... I think I said it on Facebook or something. But it was... The Night Before is super bad, but for people that are in their, like, late 20s now. Superbad was, like, the guys that were in their early 20s remembering their childhood. Not their childhood, their high school years. Like, yeah, man, it was about friends. And, like, drinking was a part of it, but it's mostly about friends. And then guys in their late 20s, like, The Night Before is about, oh, yeah, it's about friends, but, like, the drugs are harder. And now we have to think about careers and families. And what, like, life is going to be like. So it's like, it was like a coming-of-age tale, but done through much filthier jokes in both regards. But that's how people talk in high school and then in college. Like, college, they cleaned up their mouths a little bit, but it was still fucked up to say some of those things. That's why I like both, but that was just me.
It's fair enough. So, this Wild fan, I just...
Oh my god, you're reading more. Why are you reading more of Wild fan?
No, I'm not. It's because I'm going to leave a review on the Vindanity.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
Here's the thing. Wild fan means Minnesota Wild. So I think this guy is a part of this podcast, Vindanity. And so he came to yours to talk shit / promote his own. And say, like, Vindanity did it better. So I'm going to write something like...
No, don't do that. You're not even on the show. And, like, they're going to know that this happened. And then they're going to come to here. Our show has Asher in the name. Kyle?
You can put whatever name you want.
What name are you going to put?
I hate Wild Fan 1738.
Don't do that.
And then my review says, this show's garbage. Your take on the Little Giants was stupid. But that's because you're from Minnesota.
And you can't
the
do
problem
this.
Is you have fans like Wild Fan, and his taste is garbage, which makes this podcast garbage.
Don't do that. It's gonna be so transparent.
If I could give it 0 stars, I would. Yeah.
Don't do that at all. Please, I'm asking you not to. All he's gonna do is read that and then go, oh my god, one of them made an account to do this to us because I said that about their show. And that's gonna turn into podcast beef, Kyle. You know who you are? You're Japan right now, and this is WW2, and you just want to bomb the wrong person for no reason right now.
Wow. Wow.
We're starting it's going to be Tupac/Biggie level of podcast beef, because we have so many fans between us and Vindanity. Also, you're putting on something that I'm going to put online. You're saying that you're going to do this.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not defending your podcast anymore. Your other podcast can go fuck itself then. How do you feel about that?
I would like if you supported it, but I don't want you to fuck with, like, randos that don't matter.
I'll only support it for Zach, not for you.
For Zach?
Isn't Zach on it?
Well, there's two different Zachs. There's Zach Hetrick, and then there's Zach Eikerman.
Eikerman's
not on this. He's back in San Diego. And he's at Jinx. I don't do a show with him. He'd be cool to do a show with. He's funny. But
dang, your podcasts are an hour and a half long. Who the fuck do you think you guys are?
No, we're cutting them down. They're now at an hour. We're working shit out in those first two. They're not bad, but they're not good either. Because the first recording's kind of shitty. And that's all of our faults. We were just getting shit together. You remember how bad it was when we started?
I don't. I made you do all of it, so I have no idea.
Thanks. Because you're the talent, right?
Sure. So, I went and saw a play on Saturday.
Which play?
More of a musical than a play, I guess. I don't know. Is there a difference? I'm not. I went to a theater.
And what did you see at the theater, Kyle?
School of Rock, Kirk.
You saw School of Rock on stage?
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit. You shouldn't have told me this. Now I'm very jealous, and I want to watch really School good. Of Rock.
It was really good.
It was?
Yeah. They only had one original. Well, they had two original songs.
But the others were part of the movie?
Three. I don't really count. So you know that one where he goes, there's no way you can stop the School of Rock?
There's no way.
Yeah. So that was in there. I don't really count that as a song because it's like 10 seconds long. They had the other song where he plays the Legend of the Rent.
Yeah, it's a great song.
It's not. They do it a little differently, so it's not exactly the same.
Which is a bad move. But
and then they had the one, the ending one, the one that the kid writes, baby, we were making straight A's. That one,
but we were stuck in the dumb days.
So all the kids play their musical instruments live,
for reals.
Oh,
that's awesome.
They're fucking really good.
I want to go see this so bad.
They changed the story a little bit to make it work with, like, being in a theater, but it was still really good. The guy who plays Jack Black's character, he did a really good job of, like, harnessing what Jack Black's character, like, how Jack Black made that character. But he didn't go over the top like Jack Black with it. So it was good. Like, he made it his own, but still had, like, the soul of what the character was.
Yeah.
So it was, Maria really liked it. It was for Valentine's Day.
Aw, that's cute. Fuck.
So we did Valentine's Day on Saturday because she wasn't here for Valentine's Day last week. So that was good. Yeah, it was cool.
That bums me out. I wish I could have seen that. That's so cool.
It made me, like, it made me want to watch the movie the whole time. I just kept thinking, like, I just, when he started doing the Legend of the Rent, I was like, man, I wish I was watching the film right now, because that part's so funny.
It's so funny when he does that.
But you'll think you'll be just fine.
And he's dancing.
That movie's so good.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk about. How do you like my haircut? Can you see it?
Yeah, it looks fine. You look like a grown-up.
Yeah, I'm trying to do grown-up things. It's hard.
Yeah. Huh? Except take normal pictures.
Huh?
Except take normal pictures.
No, fuck normal pictures. I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something. It makes me sound terrible. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Selfies are for assholes. Sorry if you take selfies. They're for assholes. Enough psychologists have come out.
Psychologists have said that people who take an enormous amount of selfies have a is it sociopathic tendency?
Yeah, they're sociopathic and they're vain, and they're statistically more vain, and they're statistically more superficial. So fuck selfies. I don't understand why when you go somewhere you have to take a picture of yourself. I don't understand it. Like, I take a picture of the movie ticket I see. Why? Because now it's a tradition, and I kind of have OCD about it. Two, because it's more about the fucking movie than it is about me. If I take a picture of myself in the fucking seat, it's going to look the same every time. Like, don't take a picture of yourself. Take a picture of where you're at. Everyone knows what you look like, or they should.
I really don't like when people take selfies wearing dumb fucking hats either. It's like you're adding into the dumb selfie, you know.
Oh, that's so mean. Oh man.
But no, there's all those people out there who are like, "Oh, check this out, dumb fucking hat picture." And it's like, "Oh god, I don't give a fuck. I don't need to see that shit. Like, take that shit home."
It's so weird. So I got the haircut, right? And basically I walked in and I showed the kind lady a picture. And she's like, "What do you want?" And I said, "This." And she said, "Product?" And I was like, "No." And then she asked if I wanted product like two more times during the cut. And I was like, "No, no thank you. No, no thank you." And then it was done. And she flipped it around. You get the mirror so you could see it up close and see the back with the other mirror. And I was like, I dig it, like it. And she goes, "Are you sure you don't want product?" And I said, "No." And then she said, "Okay, are you really sure?" And then I was like, "Why do you ask?" And she's like, "Well, your hair is so fine, it like needs it. And it needs it
Where did you go?
I just went, this is what's crazy, I went to fucking Supercuts. I didn't go to like Giorgio's hairstyling. I went to goddamn Supercuts and showed the woman a picture. I went to the Denny's of salons. And
yeah, they're pushy though, because if they can charge you more, they want to charge you more, you know?
So she and I was like, "Fine, you can put some in," and she did, and it looked okay. It's not my style, because I don't fucking like it when your hair is messy on purpose. And she's like, "Oh, can I? Just the haircut? Do you want some product to go?" And I was like, no, I don't. I'm glad you did this. I look great today, but it's gonna be gone tomorrow. So, just here's your $16 and tip. Can you let me leave now?"
You tip them? Wow, you're nice.
Yeah, well, they did provide a service with sharp objects around my face and neck.
What? So why should you tip them?
Because you tip people when they provide you a service.
No, you don't. It's their job to cut your hair. That's what they chose to do as their job. They'll get paid how much they get paid.
I didn't realize we were in a resident, not Resident Evil.
Why don't you
Reservoir,
tip him?
Reservoir Dogs.
Seriously, I'm 100% with Buscemi. Why don't you tip someone at McDonald's? They bring you food just like people at a waitress or a fucking haircutter does.
They don't bring your food. They put it on a counter and then say your name.
Yeah, but you get it, though. They give it to you. They make it.
Yeah, but that's not what you. That's not what we mean. We mean they didn't come, serve it to you, ask if you're comfortable, ask if you want more to drink, ask if you want more bread. They're on their feet and they're running around. That's why they get the tip. The person who cuts my hair, she gets the tip.
Running around. Yeah, they're fucking sprinting back and forth in that restaurant, busting ass.
Some of them are. We're going to disagree on this. Why? Because apparently we took two very different things from working in service industries. I took, hey, be appreciative of the people that help you and tip something. If they did a terrible job and they're shitty, then maybe don't tip them because they don't deserve it.
What you don't understand is that I worked in a service industry where we didn't get tipped.
Yeah, I understand too. I don't either in a job that people normally do tip.
So, like, why?
Because those people are assholes. So when a person does it, you're appreciative of them, and you're appreciative of that tip money. But if you are in the situation where you can give tip money because they did provide a service and they worked hard, you do it. And while she was pushing the shit out of the product to possibly make money on the transaction, which she wasn't, all she did was cut a little bit of my hair, at least she tried, and it looks okay, and I could tell that she was wanting to do a good job, so she got some money, and I don't feel bad about it.
No, that's fine.
Oh man,
I tip at Supercuts too.
This is one of those devil's advocate to get a conversation going situations.
No, it was just more of me being a dick.
Well, thank you. We're at 40. Do you want to go to an hour, or do you want to get back to work or sleep?
Yes.
That wasn't an answer to the question.
That was an answer. It was an answer to your question. It just didn't answer what part of the question.
Which part of the question did you say yes to?
If you guess the right part, then we'll do that part.
God damn it. I don't know. Okay, now you're just... This is like a labyrinth scene. Now you've sent me in a world that transformed my brain. Now I'm playing some word game with some mystical creature rather than just talking. Bowie. Anyway,
Bowie? David Bowie?
Yep, David Bowie.
Wasn't it weird that once David Bowie died, like, everyone was all of a sudden a fan?
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, everyone was fucking talking about Ziggy Stardust and shit, but I can guarantee you they can't name, like, 15 of his songs.
What I feel bad about...
You know, some of that city, you know, fucking Changes and shit, but you know his deep cuts? Because I don't, and I'm not going to claim to be a fucking Bowie fan. But I'm also not going to go start drawing lightning bolts on my faces because I'm a fucking idiot and have to make someone's death about me. God damn. Everyone. Oh, David Bowie. Oh, he was a master. He was the creator. Yeah, why hasn't anyone talked about him in the last 10 years? Why hasn't anyone given a shit about fucking David Bowie in the last 10 years?
Same thing with Alan Rickman.
And then fucking Lady Gaga comes out and is like, yeah, my whole life is a tribute to Bowie. When have you ever said that until the day after he died, bitch? Like, shut the fuck up. Go back to fucking up your face with plexus surgery and singing horribly and get the fuck out of here. Just get the fuck out of here. Damn.
Can I say this about the David Bowie thing? Because I haven't listened to David Bowie a lot. I really liked his songs on like the Guitar Heroes and the rock bands. And if he comes on at work, I'm a little more cool with it than everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But what was so strange, at least from my perspective, because that's what celebrity death's about. How it relates to me. No one actually gives a shit about David Bowie. They give a shit about Labyrinth, which I liked as a movie, and they give a shit about, like, the movies he was in, if you're into movies. They give a little bit of shit about the music he made, if you're into music a little bit. But there are some, like, artists, like some of my friends, who they respect Bowie as a dude that, like, did whatever the fuck he wanted all the time. You know
I agree with that.
So, like, when they did their, like, little tributes to Bowie, because, like, the first thing you're going to do is be like, man, this is fucked up if, like, David Bowie's your hero, and you're going to want to talk about it, because, like, it's a thing to process. But I will agree, what sucked is David Bowie came out with an album, like, right before that, called, like, Dark Star.
Black Star.
That's right, Black Star. And it was everywhere on, like, Facebook, like, advertising, like, hey, David Bowie, man, it's gonna come out with a new album. David Bowie, new album. David Bowie, new album. And sure enough, the album comes out, and it's like, oh, it's okay. I mean, it's David Bowie. David Bowie's good.
When his album came out, all the fucking people that flooded, all the people that flooded my goddamn Facebook with Bowie's my hero, I can't believe we lost Bowie, all this shit, blah, blah, blah. When that album came out, they were silent. No one was talking about it.
Nobody was talking about it.
So it's like, go the fuck home. Just go home, pretend to listen to your David Bowie, like, greatest hits album, but you're going to skip, like, 7 or 8 songs and listen to the ones that you know and listen to the ones that everyone covers and shit. Mm-hmm. And just fucking go home. Like, it's fine. Like, I'm not a David Bowie fan. Did he have an impact on the world and what music is? Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like some of his songs that I hear. I don't really follow him. It sucked that he died, but I'm not going to, like, sit there and jizz about him like he was, like, oh, my God. Oh, he made me the artist I am today. But I never talk about him or talk about his influence until the day he died.
Yeah, like, when we talk, like, we talked about Alan Rickman a while ago. This is a deep cut. This is for Spidey heads. If you go to episode, I don't remember. You'll remember that Kyle and I talked about Alan Rickman, and I made a joke that they brought out Malin Ackerman before him, and I said you're gonna bring out her before Hans Gruber on a talk show. And then later in that same episode, I mentioned I hadn't seen Die Hard, and you about like shat your pants. Going like, how dare you talk about Hans Gruber if you haven't even seen it?
Yeah, you can't talk about Hans Gruber until you've seen it.
So, when Alan Rickman died, which was really sad, I posted something about what I know him from. I've watched Galaxy Quest. He murdered it in Galaxy Quest. I watched him and liked him in Dogma. People like or dislike Dogma, Alan Rickman still murdered it in Dogma. Because he murders it when he's there. And then I put up Snape, because even though I'm not the biggest fan of Harry Potter, that dude is like, he's basically not Han Solo, but he's like the Chewie of Harry Potter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's really good in Harry Potter,
and he's also like a maypole. He is like one of the biggest parts of why Harry Potter is good. So that's why I posted it. And then that night, because I'm doing the movie thing, I also watched Die Hard, because I was like, oh man, I had never seen this. It's supposed to be great, and I don't have it. I'll rent it and watch it. Because if it's that good, and Alan Rickman is that good, then I'm going to have a great time. And I did. It's an awesome movie. And he's awesome in it. And it really did. If that was the first action movie like that, then yeah, Die Hard is really awesome in a great way. So, like,
yeah, it changed the game. Die Hard changed the game.
So when I think about the people with David Bowie, like, I wasn't, like, in shock about Alan Rickman, but I know if certain people died, like, or even if fucking Matt and Trey say they're not going to do South Park anymore, I know that I'm going to be very upset, because when I'm editing this show, or if I'm editing Apathetic Gentlemen, I have South Park on in the background. Because I know if I turn for a moment when I'm, like, really, like, focusing on what I'm doing, if I turn for a moment to watch South Park, it's awesome. Whatever it is, it's going to be funny. And it's going to be great. It's going to remind me of the whole episode and what they're talking about. So, yeah.
All right, well. Fuck it. I'm going to probably go to sleep soon.
Yeah, that one got kind of preachy at the end, I guess.
Yeah, you did.
Huh.
You got real preachy.
Well, you said you're going to go to bed?
In a little bit, probably.
Oh my gosh, Dad's asking me about Chris and Pitts.
Oh, I wish I could go to Chris and Pitts. Sounds pretty good.
You know what I had? Oh my god. I had some El Taco the other day, and I watched the dude make the taco, and it was a dude making the tacos that, like, gave a shit about making the tacos. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my god.
Like, it's such a weird thing to say, but, like, he had a little taco holder.
Can we just end it on that? just end it on that.
Alright, I'm just gonna play the theme song to...
He just gave a shit about making the tacos.
He did. And that makes him a good person.
You know, you got a guy making the tacos, like... And he just, like, gives a shit about making the tacos.
Alright, we're out. Later, everybody.
Fuck it.